The Hidden Node for Dog Days of Podcasting 2013. It is August the 14th. That would make it the 16th episode by my count. So, it has been a week. Work has been blah, 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 blah. Okay, that's my complaints for the work for this episode. Project updates. Didn't really work on writing much today as much as kind of site maintenance. I kind of have, not too loving my current website. I get to like this every now and then. And I kind of feel like with getting the story out, I need to have a better website in terms of making it look like an author site to a certain degree. So I am currently toying around with a test build on a test blog. I kind of imported my current settings and essentially started toying around. The website is hiddennode.com/test. If you want to see it, it is not very good looking right now. I have the new theme installed. I do not have all the sections set up. It's really messed up right now. That's okay. It's, that's how it goes. I got a lot of work to do to get it up and running, but like I said, I'm toying around with it. If you're looking at the site, the developer of the theme is Website Elegant Themes. I've been using them for a couple of years now. I like them. I like the way their stuff works, looks, all that fun stuff. And so I'm toying around this one called Nimble, which is a very kind of more modern-looking theme. It's not as dynamic as some of their other themes, but at the same time, it works. It really works, I think. So, I get some concepts up there. I gotta probably redo a lot of the ways I do my blog, and a lot of the ways I have things categorized, which probably means going through a bunch of old posts. But that's okay. That's kind of how it goes. I keep saying that. Let me kind of restart. Essentially, I'm going to aim to try to have the site test updated. Maybe by the, end of the month. We'll see. It's not a heavy priority as much as having the story available on the site to look at and see how I go. Basically the reason what kind of tipped me off to do this was my wife was looking for, the site and where to find the book, and was complaining about the fact that the story was not available on my website. So, fixing that. What else am I thinking about today? I've got another podcast project in mind. It's a URL I already own. I actually own the URL ruinyourchildhood.com, and I kind of want to make a podcast with that name. It's not going to be as awful as the title. The title was fun. It's quirky, it's weird, and, I think it might be kind of funny. And I have a few friends who I've been podcasting with before, Andrew being one of them, another guy, Dakota Lewis, a.k.a. Crayplay on YouTube. And, I have some concepts I'd like to try with it. Some things that the three of us, words are hard tonight. The three of us have been kind of planning anyway with different projects and just kind of see if we can consolidate them into something that, works. So we'll see how that goes. I'm going to try to meet with them this weekend, depending if they're both available, and try to get something rolling on that. We'll see. What else? Story's not really worked on yet. The podcast project, continuing getting this done. I feel like there's some... I installed Endomondo on my phone again this week. After publicizing the story on Monday, I kind of got in my head that, I get one of the things I really wanted to do done with this year was, which was, have something for sale online, something of mine. Okay, got that done. Going to continue getting that done. But now it's time to start working on another dream. And a lot of you guys have been talking about weight loss and exercise and, you know, just getting in better shape. And I'm in complete agreement with that. I'm definitely in the same boat. Weighed in yesterday at 390, which is 10 to 20 pounds heavier than I was at last year's DragonCon. It's a long story. I explained it a few times in a few episodes before the Dog Days came out, but let's just say I'm not happy with my weight, and I'd like to get healthier. So that's the point of that. I've started doing laps around my office building at work. I need to start doing evening laps in my neighborhood. Anamondo gives me a calorie count of like 30 calories or something every time I circle my building at work. I'm not sure if that's correct because it's not that huge of a building. But if it is, hey, awesome. Because, well, I need to get this off. And, you know, every calorie I burn through extra walking and exercise is less on me. So, I am loving hearing you guys talk about, you know, the weight loss you guys are trying for, and, you know, how you're working on it and all that, and that's kind of encouraging, much like how it's been encouraging listening to this is getting me writing more. So this will also help me stay on track with exercising more. And where are we at in terms of time? 6 minutes. I think we're okay. We can go on for a little bit more. But so that's kind of one of the goals, is start losing the weight some more, start exercising more. And I gotta tell you, I've only been really walking a lot for the last 2 days, and yeah, I already kind of feel better. I already kind of do. Not perfect. There's a lot of weight longer route. Blah, 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 blah. There's a lot longer route ahead of me. But, you know, still, it's like the writing. Each small step gets me towards the dream I want. Each time I write, it gets me closer. Each time I exercise, it gets me closer. You know? Each time I go to bed on time, which basically means I need to cut this here and post it and then get to bed so I can actually get some sleep, which will probably help me lose weight too. Yeah, I know. Alright. With that, have a good night, everybody. Bye-bye.